Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS speaking. Describe a public place you enjoy visiting. The IELTS speaking test consists of three parts, each testing different aspects of your speaking skills. As an IELTS speaking examiner, your fluency, coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range, and pronunciation will be evaluated. The topic, describe a public place you enjoy visiting, is a common question that often appears in Speaking Part 2, cue card. Due to its relevance and the opportunity it provides for candidates to demonstrate their abilities. In this guide, we will cover possible questions in Part 1, cue card creation and sample answers for Part 2, two-way discussion questions for Part 3, important vocabulary and structures to help score higher, tips for achieving a high band score in the speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview. Part 1 is designed to make you feel comfortable and to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself. Here are some sample questions an examiner might ask. Where do you usually spend your leisure time? What types of public places do you enjoy visiting? Can you describe a public place you have been to recently? Sample answer. Question. What types of public places do you enjoy visiting? Answer. I particularly enjoy visiting parks. They offer a momentary escape from the hustle and bustle of city life. There's something incredibly soothing about the lush greenery, the chirping birds, and the relative tranquility. For instance, last weekend, I visited Central Park in my city, which is a sprawling area with various recreational facilities. It's a place where I can relax, read a book, or even have a picnic with friends. Part 2, long turn. Cue card. Describe a public place you enjoy visiting. You should say what place it is, where it is located, why you enjoy visiting it, and explain what you do there. Sample answer. Cue card answer. One public place I thoroughly enjoy visiting is Hyde Park in London. This vast green space is strategically located in the heart of the city, making it easily accessible whether you're using public transport or even walking from nearby neighborhoods. I enjoy Hyde Park because it's a perfect blend of nature and recreational activities. The serene atmosphere is refreshing and provides a stark contrast to the otherwise hectic city life. What truly makes the park special for me are the cultural events and activities it hosts. I've attended numerous open-air concerts, theatrical performances, and even marathons there. When I visit Hyde Park, I usually start my day with a brisk walk or a jog around the Serpentine Lake. Then I might find a quiet spot to read a book or have a picnic with friends. The park also has an enchanting rose garden that I love to visit, especially during the spring when everything is in full bloom. Overall, Hyde Park offers a sanctuary where I can unwind, engage in recreational activities, and immerse myself in cultural experiences. Follow-up questions. How often do you visit Hyde Park? Who usually accompanies you? Do you think public places like Hyde Park are important for city dwellers? Sample answer. I visit Hyde Park at least once a month. My visits are often accompanied by my friends, especially on weekends when we have more time to relax and enjoy the surroundings. Public spaces like Hyde Park are absolutely crucial for city dwellers. They provide a necessary escape from urban stress and also serve as community hubs where people can interact and engage in various activities. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Discussion questions. What are the differences between public places in the past and those in the present? How do you think public places will change in the future? Why do you think public places are essential for communities? Sample answers. Question. What are the differences between public places in the past and those in the present? Answer. Public places have undergone significant transformations over the decades. In the past, public places were often more utilitarian, serving basic needs such as marketplaces or community halls. Today's public places, however, are more multifunctional and designed to cater to a wide range of activities and interests. Modern public spaces are often equipped with advanced facilities like Wi-Fi, outdoor gyms, and interactive installations, making them more appealing and accessible to diverse demographic groups. Question: How do you think public places will change in the future? Answer: Looking ahead, I believe public places will become even more integrated with technology. We might see more smart parks equipped with interactive features powered by the Internet of Things, IoT. Additionally, the design of these spaces will likely become more environmentally sustainable, incorporating green architecture and renewable energy sources to create eco-friendly environments that align with global sustainability goals. Key vocabulary and structures: lush greenery, AUN, vibrant and plentiful plant life. Strategically located, V, situated in a place for maximum advantage. Serene atmosphere, SNOUN, calm and peaceful environment. Cultural events, DAGE noun, events that involve culture like music, art, and theater. Multifunctional, DE, serving multiple purposes. Environmentally sustainable, designed to be beneficial or at least not harmful to the environment over long periods. Eco-friendly environments, places designed to have minimal impact on the natural environment. Tips for achieving a high band score: fluency and coherence. Practice speaking without long pauses and ensure your ideas flow logically. Lexical resource: use a wide range of vocabulary, but make sure it is relevant to the topic. Grammatical range and accuracy: use a variety of complex sentences accurately. Pronunciation: focus on clear and natural pronunciation. Intonation and stress are equally important. Practice: regularly practice speaking on various topics. Record your responses and evaluate them, or have them evaluated by an expert. By following this guide, you can effectively prepare for the IELTS speaking test and aim for a higher band score. Ensure you practice regularly and seek feedback to continuously improve. For more insights into describing different public places, you might want to check out how to describe a place you go to for exercise or a museum you have visited. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.